The local share market is set to get a boost of confidence this morning after some positive data out of China. Our business editor Cheryl Bagwell joins us. Cheryl, hello.
Good morning, Fran.
The Australian share market will be in catch-up mode this morning?
Yes, it was a relatively muted response in Australia to China's GDP data, which came out on Friday. Stocks ended 14 points or just 0.3% higher, which wasn't enough to reverse 6 days of declines on the market. The ASX 200 index shed 1.8% in value in total last week. But then we saw Europe and Wall Street rally on Friday night on this news that the Chinese economy had slowed to 7.6% annual growth in the June quarter. Now, that's China's slowest pace of growth since the GFC, but global markets had been expecting a worse number. So Wall Street, you know, jumped nearly 1.7% in relief. Europe was up more than 1%. So, yes, Australia will probably be in catch-up mode with this today. Futures trading in our market is pointing to a solid start this morning when trading opens, with the SPY 200 contract up 31 points. The dollar's also up. It's buying 102.4 US cents.
And what will grab the attention of markets this week, do you think?
Well, there's not a lot of data coming out locally this week, so attention will probably turn to the US again, where the June reporting season there is cranking up. Some 150 S&P 500 companies are due to report their profits in the US this week. Plus, Ben Bernanke, the head honcho at the US Federal Reserve, he's giving his semi-annual testimony to Congress on Wednesday. So investors will find out what the Fed thinks about this current slowdown in job creation in the US and whether Ben Bernanke's worried about this so-called fiscal cliff that's looming in the US as Congress kind of gets tough about America's debt levels. But I'll have more on that when I return just before 7 a.m.
It's incredible how much global attention Ben Bernanke gets when he speaks, isn't it? Thanks very much, Cheryl. It's 26 past 6 on Breakfast.